I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, Nike released the Air Swoops more than 20 years ago. But nowadays, most WNBA stars wear men's signature shoes. What gives? But now it's time for the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hi, Charlie.
All you women, all you want to talk about is shoes.
Well, speaking of shoes, Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid has signed a 5-year deal with Under Armour. It'll make him the highest compensated player at his position. And he told ESPN, quote, "There's a stereotype about big men that we can't sell shoes. Is that because shoes look really weird in a size 17?
Yes. I mean, speaking as someone who bought at a charity auction an autographed Shaquille O'Neal shoe for my son,
yeah,
which I believe we're using as a carport now. The problem with that, they look fine on the big men.
Right.
But when you put them on a shelf, they look like art objects. But if anybody can do it, it's Joel Embiid, who has charisma beyond belief. So, I mean, he's going to make a lot of money at this. And as he says, he's not really a center anyway. He thinks of himself as a guard. I mean, he might as well think of himself as a Martian, for all I'm concerned. But, you know, this is the way of the world these days.
Yeah, I mean, he said, "I'm not really a big man." And, of course, he's certainly big. He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
But he says he can do it all, which I guess means he can shoot and
which
not
means,
just
which
block.
Means the coaching staff of the Philadelphia 76ers have just had a stroke, all three of them.
The college basketball corruption trial has been underway for a while now, Charlie, but the big allegations are starting to drop. Anything here that shocks you?
Yes. What's shocked me all along, which is the FBI spending my money to become the enforcement arm of the NCAA. There is nothing you can do. There isn't a bribe big enough to make me care about this bribery trial. It's recriminalizing an underground economy. The whole thing is just silly. The players are the ones who are going to get hurt most. And the NCAA, which was on the ropes and staggering, has now found its way back to what it perceives to be the moral high ground. And I couldn't be more disgusted.
Speaking of the players are the ones that get hurt, the New York Times brought up an interesting question this week. And that's who's the real victim here. The prosecutors say the victim is the universities. Fans might say it's us, but the New York Times suggests that it's Brian Tuggs Bowen, whose father agreed to take money from Adidas, and as a result, Tuggs is now playing in Australia.
Well, there's nothing wrong with playing in Australia. Australia is a really nice place, but it's also not national television. You know, I think Brian Bowen's going to be fine. I think he's going to do his apprenticeship in Australia and come back and get drafted pretty high. But again, the fact remains is this whole notion that somehow the universities have been victimized by these guys taking money from shoe company guys, as though the universities haven't been accepting that as business as usual for 30 years, is one of the ways they've turned the bribery laws in this thing into a pretzel.
Charlie, last week on this show, we learned that the woman who is accusing Juventus star Cristiano Ronaldo of rape had compelling evidence in the form of a legal document in which Ronaldo admitted to non-consensual sex. Now Ronaldo's lawyer is saying that document was acquired in a computer hack and altered. So now what?
Well, this is one of the 8,000 reasons why I didn't go to law school. I think certainly burden of proof is on Ronaldo and his lawyers to prove the thing was hacked. That sounds like a very expeditious discovery all of a sudden. Otherwise, let's let this thing get litigated, but I don't envy the judge at all.
Right.
Because there's clearly a lot of money on the side of Mr. Ronaldo, who's capable of buying a lot of forensics.
You've written a lot in your other jobs about the nature of truth and how hard it is to figure out what is true. And when people start calling into question legal documents, I really get confused.
Yeah,
like, what can we trust?
Well, I mean, you know, given the nature of how much we rely on computers these days, there's always going to be somebody who knows more about it than you do. So, I mean, a lot of institutions have been undermined or, quote unquote, disrupted, which is apparently the term of art for it. I mean, I guess you just have to trust your instinct and understand that the legal process will grind on.
European soccer has long had a problem with racist fans, and Chelsea has decided that just banning offenders from the stadium isn't changing things. Instead, they're going to give offenders the opportunity to, quote, spend some time with our diversity officers, understanding what you did wrong. And this time isn't going to be spent in a classroom, right?
No, they're going to take them to Auschwitz, which I will guarantee you most of these people will not connect with the black people they're insulting. It's a good idea. You know, maybe they should all get on an airplane and go to the new anti-lynching memorial down in Alabama that Brian Stevenson's place put up. I like inventive thinking on this sort of thing. Go on a road trip and go see what the end result of what you're doing is.
And finally, Charlie, I'm just going to let you explain what was mysterious about the guy wearing number 13 when Hawaii faced Wyoming last Saturday night.
He was an imposter. Their quarterback, they beat Wyoming, by the way, in this game, 17-13. But their starting quarterback, Cole McDonald, he had some sort of injury that they did not want to disclose. Somebody came out onto the field, warmed up wearing his jersey.
And nobody
knows who it is. This is something like, you know, throwing the potato to throw the guy out at third base. You know, this is a real throwback to the Wild West days of sports, and I love it. I think it's probably something you can only use once, though.
Right. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.